Breakfast Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, T.J. Ambie.
Charlamagne is not here yet.
Running late.
You ready, Q?
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
Yeah.
What was that noise?
The laugh.
Crazy guy.
That's stupid laugh. Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is hump day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is by you, but here in New York City, in the tri-state area, is going to be 70 degrees today, which is crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because it's usually been around, what, 40, 50? It's back to 71? This is amazing. It's November.
Right. I saw a lot of people broke out their winter coats already, their winter clothes and everything, so back in the box.
Well, no, only for 2 days.
I know. People broke their stuff. Like, you know, cold weather is kind of exciting because cold weather clothing is really nice.
Right.
Like, we have a lot of new things we want to wear, new boots, new this, new that, but then, bang, it's over.
Yeah, but it's going to be nice in the city today, which is a lot of fun. What'd you do yesterday? Anything?
What did I do yesterday? I had to do 2 podcasts.
Okay.
One of my podcasts yesterday, I'll save this for Freaky Friday. It's a little nasty.
Well, what happened? Tell us. You can tell us briefly.
Well, we had Kelly Provocateur and Mo the Monster on. He's a porn star, and she's
Mo
a
the Monster. Okay.
She's a fetish model. Yeah, you can Google him.
I'll pass, but go ahead.
But anyway, she has a huge clitoris. It is really like a small penis. I'm going to show you a picture.
I'll pass as well, but she is a female.
Yeah, she's a female.
So she was showing her thing off.
Well, it's online if you Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Provocateur, you got to see this thing. It's huge.
Okay.
So I learned a lot yesterday. Anyway.
Now, when she goes to the bathroom, does it come out of this small penis?
It's not that it comes out. It's just that, I guess, when you get stimulated, it like... engorges or something. Yeah. I gotta show it to you for you to understand
okay. What
this looks like.
It's all right.
Fascinating.
I didn't have that much fun last night. It wasn't, I didn't see small penises or anything like that. Just went to dinner with my wife. I went to this restaurant. She had steak. I had Chilean sea bass. It was amazing.
Oh, so she saw a small penis.
That was a good one. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Well, today we got a special guest joining us. Common will be in the building. So we'll talk to Common.
Yes.
He has a new album coming out on the 4th. It's called Make Black America?
Black America Again.
Black America Again. Yes, he has an album called Black America Again.
We're going to form a Black America.
We're going to form a Make Black America. So we'll talk to him about that.
Don't
also,
you have to say Oscar award-winning artist Common?
Yes.
Okay.
But you said it for me.
There you go.
Thank God. So we'll kick it with Common. Also, he's been like on the front lines of trying to get everybody out there to vote.
It's funny you say that because in Front Page News, we are going to talk about the black vote and how much it declined. You won't believe this.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. We got Front Page News on the way. Charlamagne will be here in a second. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, the Cubs beat the Indians 9-3 to force game 7 tonight on Fox. This World Series is pretty good. Seven games, it's pretty good. And shout out to the New York Knicks, man. I'm a Knicks fan, and it just seems like my Knicks look better in the video game. Like, on paper, they are banging. Like, I wash my son. Like, we play back and forth, and he's Cleveland, and I wash him like crazy.
But in real life,
they're not doing too well. I'm not going to say the suck word, but they're looking pretty close to suckish.
Okay, maybe they just got to get their groove.
But on the game, oh, man, they are amazing. But all right, let's talk about the black vote. Now, it's slipping.
Yeah, the black vote is declining. They said right now, according to early voting statistics, there's been 24.4 million ballots passed, and that black vote is going down. There's been a dip in that turnout, so that means some Democratic early voting numbers are off pace right now.
They're saying some of the millennials are not going out to vote. A lot of people are not interested in voting, which is very scary because you
like
do not want to give this to Trump.
Doesn't matter. And they said there have been, however, more Latino voters among those early people that were voting.
Mm-hmm.
In Arizona, they said the Democrats are behind Republicans. In Colorado, Democrats are still ahead. of people who are voting by mail and everything. In Florida, Republicans have a narrow lead. And in Georgia, we don't know because they don't register voters by party. So we don't know whether they're Democrats or Republicans that have voted or not yet. But that's just a little bit of information for you on what's going on.
They have to get out there and vote. You have to get out there and vote. Your vote does matter. If not, we're going to let this race slip. And we're going to look up and Trump's going to be president.
You know, it's so funny. I was, you know, they send you the general election voter ballot sample.
Yes.
In the mail.
Mm-hmm, in the pamphlet.
And I looked at it yesterday. I was like, damn, Donald Trump really is the GOP nominee.
He absolutely positive.
Like, wow.
Is. And
like,
he's winning in Florida.
Like, he's really the GOP nominee. Well, I mean, Florida, I can see that.
But still,
well, they should have been put
Florida in no state.
They should have been put Florida in Rice a long time ago. But y'all Negroes love Miami and Disney World, so y'all still be going down to Florida.
But come on, Trump.
What? Florida?
Yes.
I keep telling y'all Florida might be the craziest place in America. All the craziest people come from Florida. I've told y'all this already, okay? You could have been put Florida in Rice a long, long, long time ago. But I told y'all yesterday that voting is down between young black millennials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just simply feel like they don't have any candidate that's speaking for their best interest. And some of them are just simply choosing not to vote.
Now let's talk about this woman who thinks she won $43 million.
Ooh, imagine this, right? You go to the casino, and then boom, 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 you hit the jackpot on the screen. It says you won almost $43 million.
Now you hit.
My life is about to change.
You said you hit, you said the slot machine made the noise.
Well, the slot machine said $43 million, so she thought she hit it big. And then she printed out the ticket. And according to the people in the casino, they're saying it was a technical glitch. The
that's
managers
bull crap.
Came over, and they said they'll give her a steak dinner.
No, that's bull crap. See, everybody thinks the casinos are scamming people anyway. So if that what happens, I definitely would think it's a scam. We'd have to get the lawyers on the phone line. It says I hit. They should honor that money.
This was in Queens. Oh, well, this was by JFK Airport in Queens.
In that airport, they just have slot machines. They don't have anything else. No tables or anything else.
Saying there was a malfunction, so the jackpot is null and void. They then took the slot machine off the casino floor and fixed it after the incident.
They got casinos in New York that give away that kind of money?
Aqueduct.
Well,
it's
actually,
just...
I think what they were saying was something like that machine doesn't give away more than... I forget what the amount
$6,500.
Yeah, $6,500.
They could at least give us $6,500 then.
No, they went the whole thing.
You think your life is about to change when you see that $43 million on the screen. They actually told her she really only won $2.25.
See, the owner of the casino was scamming. That lady, it said $43 million. It looks like I know that lady. Doesn't that lady look familiar?
She don't know you.
Is that auntie? No, that's not my auntie. But anyway, $43 million is a lot of money. You got to give that lady on that money. That's only fair. That's only right.
I didn't know it was casinos in New York that gave away that kind of money. Especially on a slot machine. Who the hell wins $43 million at a slot machine?
Well, saying that they didn't win. So,
all right.
There you have it.
All right.
And as Charlamagne on Twitter, at TJBFly, she wants you to really do the yo-yo-yo. She said it wakes her up.
Stop the music. Stop the music.
It's kind of awkward at this
Come on.
Moment.
You should do it.
I can't.
Sang for us.
I don't have the energy right now. It's not like the spirit.
We're in bed. You owe me. Go ahead, do it.
I don't have that spirit.
Just do it.
Yo, 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 yo.
No, you got to put your back into it. Make me feel like you want me.
Why not you sing something for us?
You know, this is just wrong.
Do it.
I don't have the energy.
We need you
right
to
now.
Yo, yo, yo. Right
Sometimes
now.
You got to do it. You just don't have the energy.
Throw the alley then. There you go. Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't know if I could do it now. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
All right. Tell them why you mad is next. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. I know you might be a little confused, but tell them why you mad is next. Call us up if you're pissed off, if you're confused, if you're upset, you want to call and vent, get some things out your system. It's your chance to do it. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club, and Common will be joining us in a little bit. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
This is Jay from Norfolk.
Jay, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I wake my son up this morning. And, you know, every morning I play with him before he go to school so he have a good day at school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Dad, why you don't play with me today? I'm like, I'm tired. He's like, that's fine. My mom does it better than you anyway. And
Whoa.
She gives me snacks.
You better step up your playing game, man.
Yeah, you better give him some more snacks or something.
Yeah, you got mommy playing dual roles, and now she outplaying daddy. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He made me mad talking about tightening up. What?
He's keeping you on your toes.
That's good. You better tighten up.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Dave Ryan from New Jersey.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you're mad.
I'm going to tell y'all why I'm mad, but I got to send a little positivity that way. Charlamagne, that yo-yo-yo definitely gets you up in the morning. Definitely stick with that for sure.
I need to make a yo-yo-yo alarm clock for my damn self.
For real. But I'm going to tell y'all why I'm mad. I'm pissed off at this video I saw on the internet with Lil Wayne talking about if it don't directly affect him, then it don't matter. To me, that's corny. You know what I'm saying? First of all, it affects the same people with the same skin color as you. You can't be that rich that you're that far removed from reality. I understand.
Well, we're going to talk about that this morning.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I totally understand what you're saying, but it's Lil damn Wayne. Like, I don't give a damn about what Lil Wayne says.
Well, a lot of people do because a lot of people follow him and a lot of people look up to him.
Well, we need new black leaders then, because if what Lil Wayne says is a detriment to the Black Lives Matter movement is not as strong as you think it is.
But when you was younger, you looked up to Mobb Deep. You had Queensbridge cutting the side of your head, right?
Yeah.
So these kids look up to Lil Wayne.
Man, listen.
Well, it's good for us to start our conversation based off of what he has to say.
I think we should shoot down the ignorance when it's said and keep it moving. I see 70,000 tweets telling Lil Wayne about being Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has been, okay, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Lil Wayne has been saying problematic things since forever. All right? Take the knife out the AK, gun butt these Negroes. He talked about killing rappers. He talked about killing newborn babies. But now he's gone too far.
But that was in his music. Everybody does it in his music.
Stop it. We got to stop with the in the music excuse, man.
No, it is. People do it in the music. But when you start having political views and views, people who look up to you.
Who the hell's going to Lil Wayne for political views?
But let's keep it real. Sometimes we say things and we're not informed as we should be. Like when we had the issue with Envy with the, you know.
Lil Wayne is very informed.
Because as a matter of fact, when his ex-wife, Toya, was up here, she was saying that he has no idea what's going on.
You know what?
He was in his bubble.
That's a cop-out because I was thinking about it last night. Lil Wayne has made songs about racism before, and I'm going to address every single one of those songs in Donkey today.
At the title concert, he was just screaming out Black Lives Matter.
I'm gonna address those songs he made about racism. But wasn't he screaming racism when he was sitting at the courtside at the game when they asked him to be removed? So stop it. Like, this, I don't know who put the battery in his back and told him to denounce Black Lives Matter movement every chance he get, but come on, man, stop it.
But he just said it like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, title. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But anyway, well, that is Tell Them Why You Mad. Keep it locked, 800-585-1051. Call us up if you need to holler at us. We got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Hold Up, Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Let the record show I haven't gotten tired of hearing Beyonce Hold Up yet. Okay.
Oh, you will.
I don't think so.
You will.
I love that little record there. That record makes me feel good.
It feels
like a hug.
Now, Common will be joining us this morning.
Salute to Common. Now, if Common went on Nightline and Common said he don't give a damn about the Black Lives Matter movement, my life matters, especially to my bitches, then we can be in an uproar, okay? Because somebody like Common knows better. He's been a socially conscious brother all his life. Y'all be mad at dogs for barking.
Roof.
Y'all get mad at cows for mooing.
She just bark.
All right? When pigs fly, let's make that news. All right? Y'all mad. Yeah, Lil Wayne is being Lil Wayne, and y'all shocked?
My bitch allowed me.
Jesus Christ. Y'all get moved way too easily.
All right, let's see my sound.
I think there's nothing wrong with calling out people on what we think is wrong.
Absolutely. I do it every day. It's called Donkey Today.
They're calling them out. That's all.
It's called Donkey Today, but I'm going to give him 3 minutes and keep it moving. And I'm only giving him because I need content. If I didn't need the content, I wouldn't give a damn.
Now, he deserves it. Now, we got rumors on the way.
I mean, of course, we are going to talk about Lil Wayne and what happened with that. And then we'll discuss these rumors of an alleged love child on the way. We'll tell you who's pregnant to a married man.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, this definitely had everybody in a frenzy when they saw this yesterday, and that was on Nightline. Now, Lil Wayne sat down for an interview with Lindsay Davis, and she asked him about Black Lives Matter and the whole movement. Here's how it went.
What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that.
Just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. If somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days,
I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. My life matter, especially to my.
I feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Drop one of those bombs, man. For that my life matter, especially to my bitches line.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, the arrogance and the ignorance, it was said with such conviction, but let's not just skip over the fact that that wasn't funny as hell. Okay, I grew up on Chappelle's Show and Living Color.
Yeah, but that wasn't a skit.
That was hilarious.
That was a skit.
That was
and
a skit,
and then he actually removed his mic and walked out of the interview early, and he said, I ain't no effing politician.
Exactly.
You right.
But, you know, Nightline saw Lil Wayne on Undisputed, and they saw his very problematic statements about race and the Colin Kaepernick situation, and they knew exactly what to ask him to get exactly what they got, which was that clip.
Right.
Period. I don't go to Lil Wayne for political talk. That sounds just as ignorant to me as when everybody was like, Iggy Azalea ain't say nothing about the Black Lives Matter movement. She profiting off our culture. I don't give a damn what Lil Wayne got to say. Denounce the ignorance and keep it moving. Who cares what comes out of Lil Wayne's mouth when it comes to any social issues?
Well, you know, he has got a lot of people around him. He's got kids that have to deal with certain issues.
A lot of people look up to him.
So I do think when you have to educate your kids on things that's happening in the world and let them know.
Listen, reality bites. And reality will bite everybody in their ass sooner than later. And it's going to come a point in time where he's going to realize that every statement that came out of his mouth was pure ignorance, and he's going to need the same support of the people that he just denounced a couple times on TV, and he's going to see how that plays out for him.
Absolutely.
Watch.
Right. Well, let's talk about another tell-all. You know, people are always putting out books detailing things that happened in their life, so on and so forth. Well, here's a new one that's coming out next year. It's by a media personality, Charlamagne Tha God. Now, this book...
I'm not gonna damn tell all. Who the hell listening? I'm like,
I was thinking myself, what?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was mad. I'm like, you gonna talk about somebody else's book? And my book just got announced last week. I ain't got no tell all.
What's he telling, girl?
This bird is going to be out here giving, oh, it's the male superhead.
That is not true. That is positively not true.
Who you think he putting in the bookie?
He going to be talking about all the girls that he done been with.
That is not true. I ain't been with no lot of girls.
Who else?
That is not true.
He's going to talk about certain escapades that we may not have known
about.
That
is not true.
Remember that one time he took the bus to go see that one guy?
Oh, the glitter stick situation. Yep. That's going to be addressed in the
book.
His
name wasn't glitter stick. It was glitter...
Oh,
okay.
Anything that you wanted to know about Charlamagne and his sex life and who
that's
he's been
true.
With is going to be in this book. It's called Black Privilege.
Ow.
That's not true.
How do I pre-order that?
The name of the book is called Black Privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it. It is a self-help, self-improvement book.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what it is.
I was going to say tell-all here.
Yes, you can go pre-order right now on CethaBook, CethaBook.com.
That's clever.
Yes, I'm number one new releases general broadcasting, whatever that means, I don't know.
Well, congratulations, though, on your book, which is coming out next year.
Thank you, Touchstone. Thank you, Simon & Schuster, for doing that.
And you know what else is interesting? I actually just launched a book club with Simon & Schuster.
So nice.
I'll be doing a book club, so maybe your book will be in the book club, Charlamagne.
Facts. It don't come out till April, though. April.
Yeah, it comes out in the spring of 2017. Yeah,
okay. But they announced it yesterday.
Charlamagne will be discussing his journey through the industry with working with Wendy Williams, hosting shows on MTV, and of course, working alongside DJ Envy and Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
That's what it said in the press release?
Yeah.
That was weak. I know.
It's
a lot more than that.
Charlamagne's life growing up in Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
There you go.
You want to know what Charlamagne had to say about it? He said, I decided to put a book out for the dreamers.
Why'd you go that voice? Why'd you do that voice, though?
I don't have all the answers, but I've got some experiences.
There you go.
And lessons I would like to share.
That sounds like me.
Why you put that soft voice on? Come on, give me a deeper voice.
It's not for the pessimists, it's for the optimists.
That's it.
Who feels like nothing can stop the plan God has for them.
There you go. See the book, CethaBook.com. But it is a self-help book. It's like eight of my principles that I use in my life and have used in my life.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Coming up next, Common will be joining us. We'll kick it with Common. He has a new album coming out.
We'll go from Lil Wayne statements, and then we're going to talk to Common.
Yeah, that's the only way we should do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, Common, when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Goes by the name of Common.
Yep. Yo,
peace to the gods and the earth. What's up?
Peace, my brother.
Hey.
Got a new album coming out this Friday.
Yes, sir. Black America Again.
Black America Again.
What exactly is Black America Again? I know that's the title of your album, but it seems like it's some type of movement.
It is. It's really a movement. It's like a call to action. I called it Black America again because of, you know, all the injustices, the inequality and the marginalizing of black people. We've been seeing that over and over since we've been in this country. That's how America treated us. But I'm also saying again because we writing a new story and it's up for us as black people and all people to support that new story, which is like just showing who we are as black people and showing the joy, the love, the creativity, which we always do. But I mean, it's just time for us to highlight that and just put that out there.
And you've been very active in getting people to sign up and register to vote and encouraging people to vote. And the election is next week.
Yeah.
Does anything make you nervous about this election?
I mean, not nervous, but the things I'm just being aware of is like, look, it's obvious that Hillary Clinton is the best candidate to be president right now. It's just about for me and us just holding her accountable for the things that she says that she's going to do. Like, we should hold all politicians accountable, like local, state level, you know, like we got to hold them all accountable. And that means like showing up. If she ain't doing something, we got to stand on that and let her know. Like, but I'm going to try to have faith in the fact that she's going to try to do some things, because obviously the mass incarceration was one thing that a lot of people were concerned with. And,
Absolutely. You
know, she acknowledged that was a misstep, and it wasn't her particularly, but she supported and was talking that super predator stuff.
Right.
But hopefully she trying to clear that up. We all grow, right?
What if somebody was a Donald Trump supporter, but they were a director for your dream role in a movie? Does that get in the way of you deciding to do something, work with somebody based on their politics or things you don't agree with, or is it strictly business?
No, I mean, it does get in the way, because at this point for me, I want to be around energy that I want to be around, you know, and the type of people I want to be around. It's not just like, oh, I got this project or I'm getting this. It's about like, man, this is my life. I want to spend my life with people that I feel at least going to do their best to bring the best energy. And if you're a Trump supporter, I ain't just go judge you and say you just bogus, but I'm going to try to figure out like what's on your mind.
What happened to you?
Yeah,
you
what's
know,
going
I,
on?
I was having conversations with some Trump supporters because, you know, people automatically assume that it's racists and bigots who support Trump. But it's some people who just don't like the government and just don't like politics. So they like the fact that he's a radical and he's not a politician.
And they still like Hillary.
Yeah, that's part of it too. But my thing is, even with his radicalism or whatever, it's just not, it doesn't connect to being a leader. Like, he's not really a true leader that can lead a country. So even if you like, man, I don't like politics, don't just take this dude. This dude ain't got, he ain't shown anything that shows he has the ability to be a president.
Yeah,
man.
Bring the nation together.
Right. To bring the nation together. So that's my thing is like, man, a lot of these people coming up with this racist stuff because they fed up with Obama, just seeing a black man doing what he's doing and standing the way he stood up. But it's like, man, are you going to just being a racist, are you just going to vote for somebody that's inadequate to be president? That don't make sense, you know? I just don't ride with it.
I was talking to my homegirl Simone. She used to work on Bernie Sanders' campaign. She was telling me that young black millennials are not interested in the voting process this year. Like, it's the lowest it's ever been. You had to tell them something.
Man, my thing is, like, at the end of the day, all the stuff that you protest for as young black millennials, all the things that you stand up and see the injustices going on with young black people and brown people, if you don't vote, you contribute into that injustice. Like, you saying, man, you know what? I don't care because I don't care about these actual candidates, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, if you allow anything to happen, you allow a president, well, now I ain't going to say a president, you allow somebody like Trump to get into a presidential space, then it's going to be worse than ever. So we gotta move things. Everything ain't going to move, like, immediately. Some things just take time to change.
I seen you in Southside, Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah.
You brought the CEO of Starbucks. The Southside Jamaica Queens.
You would look like you know the CEO of Starbucks.
Now, how do you know?
You probably got a lifetime membership card.
Of Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
So talk about that initiative that you was out there.
Yeah, that's my guy, Howard Schultz.
That's my guy.
Yeah, so, you know, he reached out to me, like, when John and I was doing the whole Oscar campaigning and stuff, and he was like, man, I like what you're doing. So we just started building a real friendship, and it was like, I saw that he was serious about wanting to do stuff in the community. So I would sit there. Other than build Starbucks,
yeah.
Right, exactly. He wanted, and even within that, he was trying to do some things, like, but I would be like, man, look, this is what we need. We need jobs out there. We need opportunities. We got to go in the community and do whatever things that I was aware of. Right. I'm like, this is what we're trying to do. Like, we went out, he and I, we set up this thing called 100,000 Job Initiative. So we started in Chicago, but it's all around the country. man, I've been seeing youngins getting jobs, man. I was out in the hood in Chicago, in Inglewood. These two girls walked up to me like, man, Common, we coming from our job we got when we went to your 100,000 job initiative.
That's dope, man.
That touched me. I was like, this thing is being effective. So for me, it was about connecting with him on a level, like, because he's sincere and he's true about it, just speaking the truth to him.
How did you meet him? Like, where were you when you met the CEO?
He said he reached out to him.
He hit me and was like, let's have
texted
dinner.
He you out the blue, dude. What up, Common?
Yeah, his person hit me and he was like, yo, how I want to meet with you. And then I went and had dinner with him. And then from there.
You make it sound so easy.
Doesn't he?
Like, that's not the CEO of Starbucks.
I know. I ain't going to front. I was kind of like that.
But let's keep it real. This is Common.
Yo. Yeah,
and I'm sure the CEO of Starbucks is like, okay, that is the perfect person for him to try to team up with to do some of these initiatives.
Well, you know, we control the culture of cool.
Right.
So regardless of how rich they are, what they do, they still want to be with the cool people.
Yeah. But my thing was like about having somebody that, you know, you could tell when companies just want to. Like, they just want to take advantage. And I didn't feel like it was coming from that place. That's why I was like, cool, I'm going to sit here and build with you and see what we really could do. He didn't have me out. You know, I'd have been out to his crib. Like, one of the reasons I was doing Black America again, like, at that Queen spot is because I was kicking that rhyme to him at his crib, like, in the Hamptons. I was like, check this out. He was feeling it. So he was like, man, you got to do that at the Starbucks thing. I'm like, yeah.
All right, we got more with Common. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was I Love You, Girl, The Dream. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Common in the building now, Yee.
Do you consciously say, let me put out Black America again right before the election?
Yeah, I was, because I wrote it like back in March and I was rapping in different places and churches and different things. And actually, I was talking with Ava DuVernay, who directed them.
13.
Yeah, the 13th is strong, man.
Fire.
She was like, man, this is powerful. You got this music coming election year. You should put it out around that time. And it just honestly kind of worked out. You know, I had to get everything together and get everything organized, and it did. It was strategic at that point to be like, look, this needs to come out around the election time.
Now, what's Love Start? Your hashtag Love Start. I see you using that a lot.
Yeah, I use that. I mean, the Love Start is a song I did on the album. It's me and Marsha Ambrosius and this girl, PJ. Very dope. And, you know, it's just another way of calling it. It's another term of affection to your girl or something. Like, that's my Love Start right there. So I just, it's just
you
a song.
You wrote it for Regina Hall?
Nah, man. That's just my people. That's just my buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys broke up already?
Nah, we never was in that space. You know, that's just like somebody I care about as a friend. We work together,
right?
And you know, I'm right now. I'm just single, so.
You saw it on the blogs, though.
I know, I saw
y'all
it.
Y'all met at Barbershop 3.
One week and broke up on the blogs the next week.
I know, I seen.
No, they didn't break up on the blog yet, but he did say he's single, so maybe they just never.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, point blank, just friends. She funny, she's super cool. Beautiful.
She did come up here and say she had a man, though.
Oh, yeah?
She was.
I mean, well, I don't know. Like, she probably does. She probably does, but, you know, that's my buddy, and I'm single, so, you know.
Jesus Christ, Common. Did you have to let her know like that on the Breakfast Club?
Goodness gracious.
Common gets linked to everybody, boy. I remember you were linked to Laura Dern at one point, and then you were like, look, we just worked on something together. We went to dinner. You can't even go to dinner.
He's having a good time out here.
Yeah, man. I mean, let me tell you, like, Laura Dern is actually an actress that I worked with in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I was in the same acting class, too. So, and I've known her for a while. So, friends, you know, look, at certain points when you're working with people, you're going to go out, you hang out with them. You know, it don't necessarily mean you with them.
Mm. Charlamagne, French Montana Common, which one you rather be? Because, you know, we talk about French Montana Common being linked to all these beautiful women. Which one?
Charlamagne, I got a nice... Nice group of women that I.
Oh yeah, you got a great stage.
I got a great credit.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'd rather be Common because Common more discreet with it. Yeah, you don't have the reputation as a hoe.
Yeah, man, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
He's like a gluten free hoe, like vegan hoe. Like he said, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he says sweet things like Love Star. And
Look,
this is the thing you would have to. This is the thing you could ask any ex, any of my exes. We still cool. It's still love. You know what I'm saying? I talk to them, and it's always love. Whether it's Serena, Erica, Taraji.
See, that's the thing. You got more classics than French. French only got one classic under his belt. That's a knot. You just named three classics, bro. Yeah. Like three classics that men have sat around and been like, whoa. Yeah, those are the ones.
But do you text after you see Serena dance with Beyonce? Do you just text and be like, hey, big head?
No, I tell her she looked good. I was like, yo, you snapped in that.
Yeah. I got to look up this Rihanna quote for Common, though, that she said.
Rihanna said something about Common, too?
No.
What did she say?
She said, none of my exes are married or in happy relationships, so it's safe to say I wasn't the problem.
You got to honor that.
Are you shocked that all this black consciousness is just rising at one time?
I mean, I'm actually, like, happy and inspired by it because it's just showing that we do care, and we speak up for ourselves, and, like, we are aware. You know, a lot of times we've been stereotyped as, like, oh, man, hip-hop don't really... Hip-hop is this. And, you know, at certain times, it becomes imbalanced. Yeah, but as you see, no matter who it is, people speak up. I just did, for Black America again, I just did a remix with Pusha T, Gucci Mane, and BJ the Chicago Kid. And I felt it was like, man, Black America is coming from everywhere. It ain't just coming from just the people that we label as conscious. It's like coming from Gucci. It's coming from, you know, Chance. It's coming from all these cats. Like, we care. Mm-hmm. So I love that the black consciousness is aware and out there right now.
Are you happy rappers are rapping again? Like, you start to see the lyrical content back in the music?
Dude, that's what got me geeked to get in and, like, just do some music. Like, I'm like, man, you got people out there like Kendrick. I love Chance, and Ye still be doing his thing. It's like, man, I be like, man, people out there rhyming. And Dre 3000 to give you a verse that you like, damn, I got to, you know, step up. And that's the stuff that always inspired me. Plus, I be going to stuff like Ta-Nehisi Coates' book. It's called Between the World. Yeah, that, like, dope. Yeah, Hamilton. And seeing different things that just inspire me as an artist to be like, I could be higher. I could be a better writer. I want my rhymes to be around, like when we look back at James Baldwin or, you know, Langston Hughes or some of the speeches by Malcolm X. I'm like, I want my rhymes to be there.
Right. You're producing a show about 90s rappers going through a midlife crisis. Have you ever went through that?
Oh, man, yeah, for sure. I've been through some times where I'm like, man, where do I fit in?
Because there was one time it was the Koofy time when
that's when Badu had him going crazy.
I was confused at that time.
Man, but you know, for me,
Electric
I was just...
Electric Circus.
Yeah, for me, yeah, you always reference
you
that one.
You always bring that up. Every time he comes up, he's like,
But you know what I can say about that? If that's the one that Charlamagne bring up, then I'm good, because I got a stack of
body of work.
I got, you know, so, and you know, every piece is not going to always get to people, but my thing is, like, as a person, you got to evolve the way you evolve. Like, you got to grow into the things, and sometimes you go look back. I can look back and laugh at some of the pictures that, you know, the way I was dressing
we
and stuff.
All can.
but it's still, you know, it's still like, man, this is who I was. I still embrace it. I still stand behind Electric Circus like I do be, or like I will with Black America again, because that's who I was at that time.
Mm-hmm. I always say it's easier for guys like you to evolve in hip hop, though, because you never claim to be the street rappers. The street rappers are the ones you see going through the midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Because they still got the hoodies on at 45, still ice grilling, still mean mugging. Like, you're an adult. You've been carrying yourself like an adult.
Yeah, I think that, man, I think that's, like, sometimes you can get stuck in a thing, like, when you, like, first come out and you say, oh, this is who I am. And if you don't show that true evolution, you start saying, all right, I'm going to make this music because people already like me doing that, instead of just going where you go with it. The artists that I've seen evolved, they evolved, like, as human beings, like, and then you see that coming out through their music. So me, I was always like, okay, well, now I'm talking about God and Islam and this, then I'm going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm talking about love, I'm going to talk about it. No matter how ridiculed I get or, you know, what people think of it, I just felt like I need to stand in my presence and stand in who I'm, in my truth. And that's just basically, you know, to me, that can help build a career. You know, you got to have talent, you got to have faith and all the other things that align with it. But if you stand in where you truly are, I think you can evolve and grow and be that artist that has a career.
We were just talking about Jay-Z's evolution for Halloween because we saw him dressed as a Ken doll.
Yeah. And people clowning him like, yo, he's a 46-year-old man with his wife and kids.
Yeah. You're going to do whatever your daughter wants you to be. Yep.
I mean, look, like when you grow up and be an adult, you got kids, you got a family, you're not living for the millions of fans that just say, man, you should do this. Not in your personal life. Right. You make art and music for the fans, but man, how you treat your family and what and the way you conduct yourself with your family is your business. If it get out there, it's cool. That's why for me, like, when it comes to, like, social media, I do social media, like, talk about things that I'm doing in music and in art. My personal life ain't gonna really be all over social media because I'm not trying to put my personal life for people to judge or to like it or whatever. This is me. This is how I live. I don't need your approval for what I do with my daughter. You know what I'm saying? So I respect, I love what Jay-Z doing. He's just being a grown man.
All right, we got more with Common when we come back. Let's get into a Common mini mix. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Common mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Common's in the building. Now, Common, you spend a lot of time in the White House. You do a lot of things for the president, the black community, a lot of the black community. I'm not too happy with Barack Obama. They feel like he really didn't hold down his community. What are your thoughts on Barack Obama and how he did in the 8 years?
I feel that the president came in with the intention to do a lot of great things for the community, for black people. And I feel like he hit a lot of walls dealing with the politics that's there within Congress and all. I don't think he was even knew that it was going to be that much resistance because people, you know, was like,
everything
Barack,
you
want to
do, we're going to shut it down. Yeah. The Republicans.
The Republicans
like,
shut
it. Anything pass.
Yeah, so I think he was there. I think he might at some point might have got tired. Some points he had to probably deal with politics the way it goes. But I always felt his intention in his heart was to help black people. And he's still doing it. He had a meeting. He had a meeting for My Brother's Keeper, which is his initiative that's helping out young black people. It was me, Rick Ross, A$AP Rocky, Alicia Keys, Chance the Rapper, Nicki Minaj, all sitting in the White House talking about, like, prison reform, talking real stuff in there. He sat with us for, like, 4 hours.
He said, with no Secret Service, no nothing. And Rick Ross, ankle bracelet kept going off.
Yeah, it did go off. It went off. Oh, yeah, the president was like, he's like, what's that? And Rick Ross just came out like, that's my bracelet, you know, like. And then the president was like, man, you really keeping it real, huh? And he was like, man, I need to know because, you know, you never know what's going on when you hear these things. Yeah, it was just beeping noise. Like, you could tell he's in tune and really does care. So I think his presidency, if you look at him, at what he's done just symbolically too, man, he's changed the world, man. Not any kid feel like they could at least be president. They know that they could be president. Like, so I think, you know, that in itself is already a change in the world.
That's what I feel like Hillary's presidency will do, too, because I think about my daughter. My daughter's 8.
Yeah.
So all she's seen is Barack. Now she sees Hillary. She don't even know that standard of an old white man in authority.
That's what I love. I mean, you know, I feel like, man, it'd be great to see a woman rule, you know, and be the head of the state. Like, I think things would be better, and we need that energy, and we do want our daughters to see that.
Absolutely.
Like,
now, with the show, it's called 93 Till Infinity?
Yeah, right. Now, that's the working title.
Why a Far Side title?
Souls of Mischief.
The writer started basing the show on something like a lot of 90s hip-hop, because, like, 40-year-old rapper and the white goddess, the two leads, they grew up in the 90s, loving 90s hip-hop. Gotcha. Part of it's just like he was saying how he goes to weddings, and now like Scenario is the old school and it's on
like
everybody dancing
dancing. Like, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, you're a supporter of Prop 64 too, right?
What is that's the weed? Yes, I am. I didn't.
He said not really.
For recreational or just because of the criminalization?
Because of the criminalization. Okay. I mean, for me, it's about like the fact that so many black men and brown men have been put in jail for weed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, shoot, legalize it, I mean, at the end of the day, so that won't be happening. My whole thing is mass incarceration has really been, it's the new slavery. We know that.
Absolutely.
But we just, like, got to figure ways to get through that now at this point.
And then you also have the Common Ground Foundation.
Yeah, we definitely, we strong with, in Chicago, like, we've been real strong with our young people, just as far as just giving them opportunities and helping them develop them as far as academically, just helping them to see, like, okay, I could dream about that. I could be a chef. I need to know what nutrition is. I need to know, like, what yoga is, just to be exposed to different things and also, like, different professions. Like, we have them work as part of our festival, this our festival that we have every year. They learn what sound engineering is and like lighting engineering. So it's about exposing them and just being there for them. Like, we see them through from 14 to 18. We just had our first graduating class. One of the youngest go to Morehouse, and I just saw him, and they they still doing it, man. So, like, we doing it with the youth there. And obviously, y'all know Chicago got some things that we got to work on, so.
Over 600 murders this year. I think they just had their worst weekend.
Yeah, yeah, 17. Yeah.
What do you think about gun control as far as that? Because that's a big problem in our community.
Man, I don't have the solution to what we need to do with it, but we definitely got to get the guns off the streets as much as possible. Along with, we also just got to get jobs and opportunities into the neighborhoods, because when you got something to do, when you got something productive to do with your life, you're not really sitting there out there trying to do as much dirt. You ain't out there just wasting your time doing unproductive things or even looking to destroy somebody else. We all feel good when we got jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, when I get a new movie or album coming out, I feel better about myself. So just having jobs and opportunities will create better economy and I think less violence.
Well, listen, what you just said. You said movies, TV, whatever. That's what these kids want to do.
Yeah.
They don't want to work at Starbucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but sometimes you got to do things at a step.
You got to start somewhere. Yeah, you got to. And it's great for other people in the community, too. Like, if you as an adult, then you have kids, and they see you working and making a better life for your kids.
Yeah.
It's like a trickle-down effect. But then people can see you, like, not having to. Nobody, I would feel like nobody should want to have to be out in the street doing those things if there's a better alternative.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people just want to be out in the streets. That's just saying, mm-hmm. like, people don't want to be locked up. Like,
I think sometimes they do, because, you know, with music, sometimes it's the glorification of drugs. It's the glorification of guns.
And the streets bring that lifestyle that the entertainers have.
Right.
Yeah.
Starbucks employees ain't getting these hoes, bro.
Right. They ain't driving Benzes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So that's,
you know,
it.
That's, yeah, but problem too. But, I mean, I agree that at certain points, sometimes entertainment has been the thing that made glorified, like, the street life. But I think once people experience it and you getting shot at and you get shot
somebody
or you go to jail.
Or somebody in your family that is gets,
like,
shot.
Or somebody,
or
right,
to jail.
That you realize that ain't, like, the best way. Like, and that's why even when we talk about prison reform, like, some of the people that make those mistakes, we need to be able to, like, have some forgiveness and rehabilitation and develop them. And like you said, hopefully it's before it's too late. When you got 17 people being shot, I'm saying a number, but them, that's people that died. They family, like, them kids, a lot of them kids was under 20. And, like, when you got that, man, it's just like, we shouldn't be living like that. We could do better. And I think, like, the opportunities and programs within our neighborhood, like I know for sure when I play Biddy basketball, you know, my mother made sure she made me go to computer class. I ain't want to. I'm ready to hang out. But all those things helped me do something to stay on at least a good enough path where, you know, I was out there hanging out a little bit, but I knew not to go too far over here because I had something to dream about, something to achieve.
And
so,
people in the neighborhood respected you for that.
Yeah, they definitely honored that. Like, I had some of the wildest homies, and no matter what, when they see me on my dean, they like, all right, go ahead, do your thing. You know, I come around when it's time to come around. But I knew how to draw the line.
Right.
You've always been socially conscious, but now that you're older and more mature, what do you feel like your responsibility is?
My responsibility is to speak the words of God, to activate and inspire people through the art and through being an activist. As long as there's people that's hurting out there or there's inequalities out there, my responsibility is to speak up and be active towards changing that situation. That's my responsibility.
Well, pre-order the album right now. Black America, again, is out November 4th.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank y'all for having me.
Always good seeing you coming.
Love.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, they have released these 911 calls that Larsa Pippen had made. Apparently, she felt that Scottie Pippen was being too aggressive. Here is the first call.
911, what is your emergency?
Can you send someone over here? My husband's being really aggressive with me.
Hello. Is it verbal or physical, ma'am? Hello?
There's no incident, ma'am. Can you talk to this lady?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes, I'm with you. No, I just cancel it.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Yeah, just cancel it.
You can't cancel 911, though. They still got to come, though.
Jesus Christ. This ain't no Pizza Hut.
Right. You can't cancel.
Can't make an order and then cancel it.
No, you can't
cancel.
But
that call was October 1st. And then on October 4th, just 3 days later, she made another 911 call.
911, what is your emergency?
Come over here, please. My husband's gotten crazy again with me.
Okay, and what do you mean your husband's gotten crazy with you again?
He's breaking things. He's just scaring me.
And where is he now?
He left the room because I called you. I don't know.
Okay, and are there any injuries, ma'am?
No.
And how long ago did this happen?
A minute ago.
Are there any weapons involved?
No.
911 says they don't deliver to that address anymore because every time they deliver the pizzas, the order gets canceled or somebody steals the pizzas.
Right. Well, I guess she was scared because she said he was breaking things. And it doesn't seem, according to this, she didn't say that he got physical with her. Now, they do have a prenup that they signed back in 1997. And according to Larsa Pippen, she's saying that prenup is no longer valid because about 1 year ago, she and Scottie Pippen agreed to nullify that prenup. All right, so she does want spousal support. She wants the house. She wants tuition for their kids' private schools and some other things as well. Now, for Scottie Pippen, he wants to move their four kids from Florida to Chicago with him, and she wants them to stay there with her in Florida. So she's worried that he's not going to pay her after the divorce, and she also wants to use his life insurance policy as collateral just in case he does not pay her. Woo! It's getting messy, boy.
It's getting disgusting.
Yeah, but there you have it. That's what's going on with Larsa Pippen and Scottie Pippen. At first, they were trying to say maybe it could still work out, but now it's not looking so good. Now, here's some more drama. I saw this as a Bossip exclusive. Apparently, Reggie Bush has gotten another woman pregnant, and that woman is named Monique Esposito. He gave her allegedly $3 million for her to not have that baby and to keep quiet about everything. They're saying that Esposito was actually originally Alonzo Mourning's lover, side piece, and she actually had gotten fertility treatments to try to get pregnant by him. During their relationship, he would give her all kinds of lavish presents and make sure that she was front row at his Miami Heat games, and she would go with him to New York City. But Reggie Bush is the one that ended up getting her pregnant, and so there you have it. She's due in the winter, and she's already shopping for a nice big house on the water.
I thought he gave her $3 million not to have the baby.
Well, she's having it.
And she kept the money?
Yeah, I guess so. Whoa. So this is all according to Bossip.
$3 million to keep a baby?
No, to not have the baby.
But she's still having it and took the $3 million.
We had to have a contract. why wasn't no contract in place? Because you can't get a contract for abortions?
You probably...
Yes, you can. You have
but
to.
Maybe he didn't want to.
Nah,
doesn't want that paperwork out there.
Nah, you don't put that kind of money under the table. That's not an under-the-table type of deal.
He's married.
That's still not an under-the-table type of deal. And we're going to have another deal if I give you another $500,000 to keep your mouth closed.
Well, they're saying that Reggie Bush's wife knew about it, and she believed that she was going to go get that abortion in exchange for that money, but I guess she didn't. So there it is.
I might have to take that up with my wife and just give her the $3
million. What?
Hey, baby, it's for you. I'm sorry. I cheated on you. I had a baby, but I'm not going to take care of him.
I can't believe you.
I promise I won't be there for the child.
Stop it. I hate you.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
I promise I will not be there for my side chick's child.
Stop it.
I promise you, baby.
You can't never take it out on a child, though. It's not the child's fault.
This guy is a jerk.
The child didn't ask to be here.
He sure didn't. And he ain't going to ask me to take care of him either because he ain't going to never meet me.
You're a jerk,
man. That's not cool.
Donkey today, we giving that donkey to, man.
Hey, man, we need Lil Wayne to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with the young man. Give y'all a quick Lil Wayne history lesson.
Okay. All right, we'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heave-ho.
It's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 2nd goes to Lil Wayne. Weezy F Baby is what they call him. He's currently trending on Twitter. It's damn near 100,000 tweets about this subject. I honestly don't even understand why we are giving this too much energy because it really shouldn't be news. Is it news when dogs bark? What about when cows moo? Are we in an uproar when cats meow? When pigs oink? What about when Young M.A. goes, ooh? Is it ever news when any of that happens?
No, it's not, because we expect all those things to happen, and they are not a big deal. But alas, when it comes to celebrities, even if we know where said celebrity stands on certain things, even if we already know what to expect from certain celebrities on certain issues, we still act shocked and in awe when they say problematic things. And one of those celebrities who is always saying problematic things is Lil Wayne. Now, Lil Wayne was on Nightline last night giving his thoughts on the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, he's given his thoughts on social issues before. In particular, when asked about race and Colin Kaepernick's protest of the national anthem on the show Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, he said this. Let's listen to the clip.
These 33 years have been nothing but a blessing. I have never dealt with racism, and I'm glad I didn't have to. It is my reality. Not only did I thought it was over, I still believe it's over, but obviously it is. I don't want to be bashed, because I don't want to sound like I'm on the wrong, if there is a side, but when I look out and I come up off the stage of my show, when I'm on tour, in my stance or whatever, and I open my eyes and I see everybody. My crowd has always been everybody, thank God.
Now, clearly somebody at Nightline saw that and decided to, you know, ask Lil Wayne about BLM, because they knew they was going to get exactly what they got, which was maybe some ignorance on top of some arrogance, which translates into massive clickbait. Let's hear what Lil Wayne had to say on Nightline about the Black Lives Matter movement.
What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea was that there's this movement thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that.
Just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. If somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young, black, rich. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. That man white, he filming me. My life matter, especially to my. I don't feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me.
First of all, let's acknowledge the fact that was hilarious, okay?
And then he took off the mic and left.
My life matters, especially to my.
Stop.
That's
it.
A bar. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that line, man.
Long as Max love me.
I laughed so hard at that when I heard it last night. Now, Wayne is entitled to his opinion, and we are entitled to tell him that he's wrong. I'm not even giving him donkey, because I expect ducks to quack. When I expect things from certain people, I'm not surprised, or shocked, or upset when they give me what I expect. The reason Wayne is getting donkey is because this new stance he has taken in regards to black issues are particularly strange, because he didn't always feel that way. I can name quite a few records where Wayne has addressed police brutality and systemic racism. I mean, back in 2015, he talked about police brutality against black people on a record called My Heart Racist. Do we have a clip from that?
Mm-hmm.
What are we running from? The police said they already killed enough of us. Stay out the street, cause they don't fuck with us. They hunting us. We in a race against racism. That's a color run.
Okay, addressing racism and police brutality. He said the police, you know, have already killed enough of us. Stay out them streets, because they don't F with us. They hunting us. We in a race against racists. That's a color run. Now, if you never heard that one, you certainly heard Georgia Bush. That record came out months after Katrina. Can we hear some of that?
Then they telling y'all lies on the news. The white people smiling like everything cool. But I know people that died in that pool. I know people that died in them schools. Now what is the survivor to do? Got no trailer. You gotta move. Now it's on to Texas, into Georgia. They tell you what they want, show you what they want you to see, but they don't let you know what's really going on. Make it look like a lot of stealing going on. All them cops is killers in my home. I shake it out dead in the middle of the street.
Now, he's talking about police brutality again, and saying the white people are smiling like everything's cool while people he knows that are dying in the waters of, you know, Katrina. You know, how you go from that, Wayne, to acting like you don't know racism exists? Those records sound very Black Lives Matter
very
to
aware.
Me. Very aware, mm-hmm. Okay? Those same issues you say don't affect you now definitely seem like they affected you then. What happened, King? What corporate connects are you trying hard not to offend? What sponsorship are you trying not to lose or gain by doing this? Because it's not like you don't have a history of speaking out against these same injustices you claim don't exist now. And salute to Genius, the website, my guy Rob Markman, because I had a couple of these socially conscious Wayne records off the top of my head, but Genius put together a nice article back in September about Lil Wayne's socially conscious lyrics, and even hit me to some I didn't know about. One of them was on the Carter Three's Tie My Hands. Wayne raps about why black people don't vote. Can we hear it?
They try to tell me keep my eyes open. My whole city underwater. Some people still floating. And they wonder why black people still voting. Cause your president's still joking. Take away the football team, the basketball team.
Okay.
Now all we got is me to represent New Orleans.
Cut that. No government. And we got one more on Outkast's Hollywood Divorce. We got that clear. Mm-hmm.
The hurricane coming took my Louisiana home. And all I got in return was a darn country song. This old country wrong. Oh, but you're right if you just put a little ice on and cut your mic off.
Okay. Next person that gets to interview Lil Wayne, because he would never come to the Breakfast Club, ask him about those records and those lyrics. Play those records and those lyrics for him. How has he made a complete 180 from being somewhat socially conscious and aware and speaking out against racism and police brutality to, you know, racism doesn't exist? Do you also remember in 2012 when Wayne said he wasn't going to Chesapeake Energy Arena anymore in OKC after a dispute over tickets? Remember Wayne couldn't get courtside seats and that I think Kevin Durant and James Harden offered him tickets, but Wayne said that's not the point. Do you remember him saying he felt unwanted there and race was a factor? Remember when he told the Associated Press it's the players stepping up, but of course the players aren't white? I don't want to be sitting there on behalf of you, and I'm sitting next to a person that's like, I don't want this guy sitting next to me, but forget you, I'm on Forbes. My God, Lil Wayne must be a clone. Lil Wayne might be clone. No, for real, he might be a clone. How do your stances shift so dramatically? I don't care about, you know, Lil Wayne's stance on BLM or systemic racism or police brutality simply because what he says about these issues doesn't matter. Like I said in the beginning, I expect dogs to bark. I expect Young M.A. to say, ooh!
Stop saying that!
Sounds so crazy.
So Lil Wayne saying ignorant things isn't a surprise to me, but the reason Wayne is getting this hee-haw is because of the contradictions, the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. Kids, stay away from the scissor. That lean just makes you tired. And we know Lil Wayne loves the lean. And this is what happens when a woke person drinks too much lean and falls asleep. Please give Lil Wayne the biggest hee-haw, please.
Jeez.
And I expect everybody who called out Floyd Mayweather for his All Lives Matter comments a couple weeks ago, and by everybody, I mean you, T.I. Yes, T.I., I expect you to publicly call out Lil Wayne for these statements, same way you did Floyd Mayweather Jr., same way you did Don King. This isn't one of those times where we're going to make excuses for the people we like. And I don't expect anyone to be selective when it comes to chastising Lil Wayne for these comments, because these were worse than Floyd Mayweather's comments. I don't want to hear Lil Wayne was high, which he clearly was. I don't want to hear Lil Wayne is in his own world and doesn't know what's going on, like Toya said when she was here, because that excuse is a bunch of malarkey. If you don't know what's going on, then it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you have a question for Yee, you need some relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now, 800-585-1051.
No judgment, by the way. No question is stupid.
I wouldn't say that, but 800-585-1051. If you want to holler at Yee, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Lean Back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. All day we'd be out in the street. They'd be like, Yee, help me. Yee, help me.
I actually did an Ask Yee when I was in Birmingham, Alabama. Shout out to the young man who came over to ask me for some advice. We were staying at the A-Loft.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is AT.
What's up, bro? Why you sound so depressed?
You sound really sad.
Yeah, I am really sad, though. Okay. But it's the morning time. Y'all too live up there, though.
Hey, we live.
Boy, what you want to say? No,
I'm
choice,
not going to be
boy.
Sad with you. Now, what's the problem? Let's see if we can fix you.
No. Just the morning time. I'm actually getting up. But my question is it wrong for cutting she ain't my chick, but the girl I'm talking to, I had cut her off because she had promised me a couple of things, and she fell through with her promise.
Like, what did she promise you?
Does it really matter? A promise is a promise.
Yes, it matters, man.
It does matter. She promised you she'll be there at a certain time, and she was running. I need to know how deep is this
promise? Oh, yeah, she is like that, too, you know. So when I come back, and, you know, she's always late, but, you know, she always fall through whatever what she's supposed to fall through with.
I need to know what these promises were that was so important to you.
Head.
Threesome. Drugs.
Nah, it ain't nothing like that. It's a simple thing, though. It's a simple thing. Just simple things. You know, I ain't big on, like, threesomes or nothing like that. Because we not even a couple. It's just somebody that I talk to and I care about. But, like, I'm like,
you know, she like, I don't want to sound like a sap over the phone, but she like upset to me, you know?
What's she promising, man? Yeah, a strap is, on in the
so
butt?
So I don't understand.
Like, what's she promising?
First of all, I told you no judgment. You're not going to sound like a sap.
Nah.
You'll be surprised.
Nah,
a lot of guys
it is
call
sounding
here.
Like a little sap. It is sounding like a sap.
Let
it
me hear what it
sap.
Is, because if you're embarrassed about it, then maybe it, just let me know, and I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
All right, okay. Nah, it's okay. When you want to see somebody, you feel me? When you chilling with somebody, kicking with it, it's not like y'all go together, but, you know, I expect. You know, I expect the unexpected. I can't expect.
She canceled on you a couple of times?
Did she what?
She canceled on you?
She don't never cancel on me. It's just that I want her to be. I can't explain. I want her to be like in a relationship with me, but I'm like freely.
What?
You feel me?
Okay, hold on. So you want her to act like you're her man, but you don't treat her like she's your girl?
No, not really. I feel like I want us to be more, but not that. You know? Like,
no,
I
you want her
like,
to spoil you and treat you great and do all of this stuff, but you don't do it for her because you don't want
do
her to be
anyway.
Your girl. You want to have your freedom, run around, do what you want to do, but you think that you
but
can
I don't,
do
I don't do anything, though. That's the point.
Here's my thing, okay? You want somebody to act like your girlfriend but not be your girlfriend. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't want her as my girlfriend.
That's what I'm
that's
saying, but you
point.
Want her to act like it and do things that a girlfriend would do.
I don't want her to act like it, number one. But do things a girlfriend. I want her to hold me down. Put like that, like a simple friend. You feel me? Like what we agreed to be. Like, she don't want no relationship. She just stick, like, we on the same page as relationship-wise. I just feel like I want her to, like, just do better. You feel me?
Okay, so she's a little too casual for you. You guys have a casual relationship, and she really is casual about it, and it kind of hurts your feelings because you're not used to that. You're used to girls sweating you.
Something like that. You smart, Angela. You really smart, girl. You smart.
No, I get it, because there's a lot of guys like that. And the reason that you like her so much is because she don't sweat you like everybody else does. It's kind of like a boomerang situation. You done treated all these other girls crazy, but they still was on you. But this one girl that you really kind of like, but you don't want to admit it, she ain't treating you the way the other girls did, and she going about her business, and you can't handle it.
I know. I think cause her bank came crazy. You know, she make war. I don't know, man. She just... No, I need to be around, but she's about to get cut off, though.
So you like her too much. That's why you want to cut her off, because she's not acting how you want her to act. But you like her too much.
Something like that.
So why don't you just admit it? See, the problem is that you're trying too hard to be cool. You don't want to admit to
it. Ain't really trying to be hard. I don't want to be in a relationship. That's the point. You feel me?
I just
like to hold me down like as we is. You know, we cool. We chicken.
And you feel like you acting like the woman in the situation. Yo, you said you was going to do this. You didn't do it. You know, you got...
Yeah, you feel me? I feel like I'm being a sap woman because, you know, I ain't trying to run around with no chicken heads or nothing like that.
I'm going to give you this advice. If y'all are having a casual relationship and that's what it is, and you know she's not reliable, then that's what it is. If you want to deal with that, that's on you. You already know who she is and what she's going to act like. If you decide that's okay and to put up with it, then that's that. Now, if you feel like you want to take it a step further and you want her to step it up, that means you got to step it up too.
Goodness gracious, you took all my energy away.
He didn't want to admit what was the problem, but a lot of guys do things like that. They want to act like we're not in a relationship, but they want to be treated like they're the king.
All right.
It don't work that way.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Too Good Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. I apologize for that last Ask Yee. It took all my energy.
I know. You know why? Because he was trying to be cool. He didn't want to just say exactly what it was, which made it even worse. And that's probably the problem he has with his girl. He's not not his girl. He's not being upfront about it. And he's beating around the bush and trying to act like it's not this, it's not that. But just say what it is.
You can't beat around the bush.
Right.
All right. What line are we going to?
If you want
to
beat the bush.
That's right.
Let's do caller 5.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello, hey, Angela.
What's your name, Mama?
How are you? This is Sophie from the Bronx.
Hey, Sophie. What's your question?
So I'm calling today because, you know, my husband and I were very active in our son's lives. We take him to school every day, and now my husband is a very charismatic, friendly man, and sometimes I feel like people misinterpret that, and there's a particular mom who we chit-chat with in the morning who kind of, I feel, is taking that friendliness a little too far.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, I think she went from, like, wearing flats to wearing heels the second she, I guess, kind of caught an interest or something. And then she kind of, like, shuns me out of the conversation. I don't know if it's because I'm Hispanic and she thinks that I have no idea what they're talking about.
What?
And, yeah, you know, so I feel like she kind of leaves me out the conversation and holds the conversation with my husband more than she does with me. I feel a certain type of way about it, obviously, and, you know, I talked to my husband about it, but he says that I'm overreacting.
Well, you tell him if I'm uncomfortable with it, then I don't want you really talking to her no more. Just be cordial and keep it moving. That's all.
Okay,
and that's what he should do, because it ain't even worth it. It's not worth it for you to get in an argument with your husband, but he should be sensitive to how you feel about the situation. It ain't like that's your good friend or he knows her really well or anything.
Right,
just keep it moving. I'm not comfortable with it. And if she does it again, you need to tell her, listen, I don't know if there's an issue, but me and my husband are good over here, so it's making me a little uncomfortable how you're acting. But we don't even want it to come to that. He need to just keep it moving so y'all don't have no problems.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Good luck, mama.
Bye. Thanks, bye.
Don't fight nobody. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call at any time. Now, Ye, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, let's talk Mariah Carey. We'll tell you why she asked for that $50 million. There's a reason behind it, by the way. It ain't just some random number. Also, find out why Selena's family is so happy with Chris Brown.
All right, we'll get into all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Designer did something fun. He actually freestyled over the Addams Family theme song. I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear it.
Mm-mm-mm.
If you're a big fan of Designer, but check it out.
I got too much. I'm gonna get it. It's too far. It's not about to be a trap. Yeah.
Enough as they tell you up, hit woo woo and buy a truck. My boy, they come back and duck. This what happened, you fall for me. My mom been gone with the crew. Got man, they get in the suit. Got genius in with the fruit. Been rocking up the That'd be crazy.
That was definitely incredible. A freestyle.
Drop on the clues bombs for Designer.
Yeah, he's just always happy.
Remember when 50 Cent said Ja Rule sound like the Cookie Monster? That's who Designer sounds like, the Cookie Monster.
Yeah, he do sound like he on Sesame
Street.
Ja Rule
never sounded like the Cookie Monster. Designer sounds like
Designer
the Cookie Monster.
Designer definitely does.
Somebody cut Designer a check. Let him do a voiceover for Sesame Street, please.
And you know how Envy sounds like Elmo? If you and Designer did something together, do your Elmo voice.
Hello, guys. It's Elmo.
Elmo's taken, though. And there's nothing out there that sounds like Designer, damn it.
All right, Mariah Carey, we all were talking about that $50 million she wanted from James Packer after they broke up. And the reason why she wanted $50 million is because that's what she would have gotten if she had signed the prenup. They have an email chain of them going back and forth from Mariah Carey's team to James Packer's team. He wanted to get married March 1st, but he wanted her to sign the prenup, and she hadn't signed it yet. So in the prenup, it was 100 pages long, so in those documents, it says if he gave her a piece of jewelry, in order for her to be able to keep it if they broke up, he had to have signed a note saying that it was a gift. So no matter what it was, if she doesn't have a signed note saying it was a gift, she would have to give it back. It also said that Mariah would get $50 million if they broke up, so that's why she's demanding that amount of money from him now.
She she means divorce, though, right?
Right. This is the prenup in case they got married.
Exactly. So that prenup's null and void because they never got married.
Right. So according to this email chain, James Packer's lawyers were saying they couldn't get this prenup signed by March 1st, and he was upset about it because he really wanted to get married, so that never happened. Whew, that's tough, boy. All the business you got to take care of before you get married. They didn't even get married, and it's still a lot of things.
Marriage is definitely a business.
It is a business.
All right, Tyga, he started paying off some of the money he owes. Since we're talking about money, he owes about $280,000 to this jeweler, and he paid $100,000 so far. Now, we've been talking about this because, remember, he was questioned by an attorney over expenses and stuff that he bought for Kylie, and he fell ill and had to leave during the questioning. Well, now he's at least started to make good on paying, so he did pay $100,000.
Why not just get a jury back?
You could do that.
You got to floss that hard? Like is flossing that important?
But maybe he wouldn't get the same amount that he paid for.
Or maybe the jeweler don't want the jewelry back.
Yeah. Maybe he already done wore it, did all this, and they'll say, we'll give you this much for it. And he's
you got
like,
Tyga sweat on it.
Yeah.
Once Tyga sweat get on it, it depreciates with value.
Or it might be custom.
Tyga bone.
It might be custom, something that he designed.
All right, Chris Brown's daughter. You guys saw her for Halloween dressed up as Selena. Well, people were really excited about it, in particular, Selena's family. Her brother said he was moved when he saw royalty dressed up for Halloween. He said, I think it's beautiful that of all the Disney characters, princess and superhero, she picked my superhero. And he said about Chris Brown, you have an adorable daughter.
I was moved when I saw Chris Brown's Halloween costume. That Deadpool outfit, him and our guy Logic, Dre, at 103.5 The Beat in Miami, who runs the Boys for the Breakfast Club. He had the Peter Parker, not Peter Parker, the
Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man costume, Miles Morales.
You walked out of here saying you were about to get it, even though
Halloween's
over.
Man, I ordered three. I got three just to wear around the house.
What?
That's so weird.
I got Black Panther, Deadpool.
Just to wear around the house.
Just to wear around the crib.
You're a weirdo.
I might just come in here dressed as Black Panther one day for no damn reason.
I hope you do. That would be nice. Yeah, Election day.
I don't need Halloween.
All right. And last but not least, I told you guys a story earlier, but we got to bring it back. A new tell-all book that I can't wait to read. This is coming out next year in the spring. It's called Black Privilege.
Oh, my God.
Opportunity comes to those who created and
another tell-all book?
It's not a tell-all.
Birds are going to be birds, man.
It's not a tell-all at all.
You're doing a tell-all
it's
book,
it's a self-help, self-improvement book, okay? It's just eight principles that I use in my life and have always used in my life that I'm sharing with the people. That's all.
Who else is going to be in it? Who is he telling on in this bookie?
Well, it says here he's going to be talking about The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy and Angela Yee.
That's
also
not true.
Talking about MTV and who he smashed from there.
That's not true.
And working alongside Wendy Williams and all the dirt that he got while he was working
that's
there.
That's not true.
Mm-mm-mm.
I will reveal the identity of the dog who licked my balls, though.
You
somebody
will.
Did ask that on Twitter. Will we find out the identity?
I will talk about that, okay?
That poor dog.
He did that without my consent. I am a victim.
I was asked who was the dog, and I told him you have to buy the book to find out.
Okay.
But you can pre-order the book right now. See the book. CTHABOOK.com. Salute to Touchstone and Shaman and Schuster for giving me this opportunity. And don't come out till April, but they put the pre-order out yesterday.
And number one?
It's number one on the general broadcasting list. I don't even know what that means.
But Let's go with the number one.
I'll take it.
His book is number one already.
I don't know. On the general broadcasting
list. Hey, come on. Let us tell the story.
Okay,
the
you're right.
Tell.
You're right.
The book is number one already.
Nice. Congrats, bro.
Yes. That's a big deal, man.
See the book. CTHABOOK.com. Go pre-order now.
What chapter do you say the dog's name? I'm going to go straight to that chapter.
I know this is going to be juicy.
I don't remember.
I can't wait.
I think that's in the Live Your Truth chapter.
The
Live Your Truth chapter.
All right.
Yes.
Well, that is your rumor report.
Live your truth so nobody can use your truth against you.
It's all about him growing up in Monk's Corner. I saw for Halloween you guys had some people dressed up as Charlamagne and Envy. And Charlamagne...
Oh, that was actually
that was a skit.
Our
like people mm-hmm.
from iHeart at the Real 92.3 in L.A. Salute to my dude, Chuck. Salute to my man, DJ.
They did a great job.
That was hilarious.
And then my partners right there. They said they had a Yee, but Yee was late.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, then that should have been Charlamagne. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, next up is People's Choice. Make sure you want to hear something at DJ Envy. Get your request on right now. Follow me, and I got you. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Get your ass up. Hola.